This is the gray area.
Humans are such easy prey.
This isn't funny anymore.
Hi, this podcast is brought to you by ballwash.com. Like, you guys were surprised, right? Ballwash.com, when it comes to your wiener, it doesn't get cleaner. From head to toe, from pole to hole, when it comes to your sack, they got your back. Ballwash.com. Don't make her faint from the smell of your taint. Don't make her fumble from the smell of your grundle. Get a bundle. I have no fucking idea. Ballwash.com. Men's hygiene needs, ladies and gentlemen. It's easy, okay? You want to stop smelling like lavender meadow and cucumber melon and lavender and lilac and vanilla and you want to smell like a man? You want to smell like a man? Or do you pee sitting down? Huh, gentlemen? What? What's going on? Go to ballwash.com. Go to ballwash.com, fill up your carts with whatever you want. And when you're checking out, use code DAGRAYAREA, DAGRAYAREA, and you get 15% off your men's hygiene needs, whether it's shampoo and conditioner, ball wash, body wash, liquid courage body wash, hand sanitizers, face wash, face lotions. They got everything you need. This podcast is also brought to you by CaresNone.com. It's a lifestyle. It's a brand. It's an idea. Cares none. Be dope. Period. Right? It's a clothing brand that my boy Chris Cares None does from the Ebony and Ivory episodes. And just hit him with the Cares None. Just hit him with the Cares None. And just check out CaresNone.com. Use code GRAYAREA15. And you, yes, you get 15% off. CaresNone.com. Check out the clothing line. It's a brand. It's not merch. It's not merch. It's a brand. It's a brand now. I'm legal, he says. Okay, fine. Fantastic. CaresNone.com. It's a clothing line. Check it out. Use code DAGRAYAREA15. You guys know how to spell my name by now. DAGRAYAREA. 15. Got it? All right. Welcome to the Gray Area Podcast. The world is still in the shitter. Wait. I forgot. I'm going, shut the fuck up. Shut up. Okay, I'm going to go live on the, what the fuck am I going live on? TikTok. Ladies and gentlemen, huge things are popping off for Sarge over here. Your boy did it. Like, your boy did it. He is now able to go live on the TikTok. So that's a thing. I'm trying to set it up now as I speak, and I am failing fucking miserably. This is my first live on TikTok. It's going to be very fucking interesting. Oh, I have to add a title. Let's see. Welcome to the Delinquent Army. Let's do that. Delinquent Army. Yeah. And it should be the Gray Area Podcast. Welcome to the Gray Area Podcast. The Gray Area, because the is like the, right? That doesn't make any sense. Okay, yeah, I made lots of followers there, Ralphie. You call in if you want to, man. I don't know how I'm gonna do this. I'm trying to figure out how I'm gonna work the audio. I'm not tech savvy, so to speak. You're the guy that does all the DJing tech shit. I don't know how to do that shit. So when they're, how is the people on TikTok going to hear what I'm saying on the bean? No, how are they going to hear what you're saying on the bean if they're on TikTok live? How are they gonna know? I don't know.
You're just gonna have to do like some funny like face, you know, I don't know.
Do I something? Do I take off the headphones from the microwave? Wow, fuck. The microphone? Do I take the headphones off that's connected to the microphone, and then it'll come through the speakers of the desktop, and then maybe that'll pick it up? Or is that going to fucking echo?
It's going to be an echo. You're going to have some feedback.
I'll get feedback.
What, are you using two different devices?
Well, the TikTok Live is going to be through the phone. The TikTok Live will be through the phone, and Podbean, right? So I'm doing that. I don't know. Okay. We'll see.
You're using Podbean on a laptop?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
What have you been up to, man?
Me, I've been hanging out, man. It's just the weather has been rough where I'm at, and I don't know if you were able to hear that, but there's some thundering going on right now.
You're getting the stuff we had yesterday. You're over in Philly, right? And I'm over by Chicago, so
yeah.
You got the stuff we had yesterday. Good times. At least we're not like
internet for like a weekend.
Oh my god, that sucks. At least we're not those old guys that walk out there in our flannel shirts with our hands in our pockets around our waist, be like, we really needed this rain, We really needed it.
Looks like rain.
We're not at that age yet. Oh my god, I have a lot of game going on here. What is going on here? Chick, chick. All right, keep say something real quick.
Holler, holler, dollar, dollar, bill, y'all.
Nailed it.
Dollar, dollar, bill, y'all.
You nailed it. You nailed it. Everybody's happy. Eric hears you. Everybody hears you. People sharing the chef. I'm just sitting here prepping to set up this TikTok here. Welcome to the Graham Podcast, Delinquent Army. Up to 32 characters. Get fucked, cunt. Oh, yeah, that'll get me kicked off.
That's quite a bit of a feat, man. You made 1,000 followers, I'm assuming, right? That's the
cutoff. You gotta get 1,000 followers in order to go live, and I'm live. I'm gonna go live for the first time right now.
Congratulations!
Nice. Yeah, man. Thanks.
I think that was the same for YouTube, right? Or did they change that?
I don't know what YouTube's is. Eric, you can call in if you want. I know you're like the co-host of like 800 different shows on Podbean. You know what surprised me about you, Eric? Showbiz. Eric does not have his own podcast. You would think he would, right?
This is planned for the future. Like once he gets all these shows like all up and popping, like he's going to do his own. He's going to be like, let's see who shows up now.
Right. Or he's thinking the more podcasts that I'm on, the more probability that one of them is going to make it and take me with you.
Yeah, exactly.
That's how I feel like with kids. I have 6. So one of them has to make it, or they're just going to be, or I'm going to make it. And they're going to be like, daddy, can I have this?
Put them all on YouTube. Make them all YouTube stars.
Have you seen these kids on YouTube? Like they review toys.
No, but I.
And they're.
Oh, I heard about that.
They're like millionaires. Like what? Oh my god, it's crazy sauce.
I wonder what they do with the money. Who handles that?
The parents, I guess, until the kid thinks they're, able to take care of themselves at the age of 13. Be like, I want a parental divorce. I want custody of myself, whatever it's called. Where you separate from your parents because you think you're independent.
Is that what that is?
What?
Emancipation?
Is that what that is? Yeah, emancipation from your parents. Something like that. Something like that. Okay, Delinquent Army Live. Eric says, I do good co-hosting Old Man Show in the mornings and Slightly Serious in the evenings, as well as being a frequent participant on John DeVito, Cummings' Culture, Ralph, Trice Talk, and your show. Yeah. You, Eric, as much as I love you, are a whore, my friend. Which is good, though. I am a whore, too.
But you're a whore with good taste.
Oh, yeah. You have class, okay? You're not just taking fucking the nasty podcasts off the streets and just like sucking on their toes. You want the clean, the good, the hearty up and comers. You know what I mean? You don't want to deal with the trash
class.
Yeah. Eric knows the difference. He's not gonna be like, oh, these people want to do their podcast just so they could get rich quick. No, it's not like that. Those people that just want to do a sex tape like a Kardashian and just, 15 minutes of fame. No, you want to ride. You want to ride to the top. Yeah. Yeah. Those that have great potential. And here you are. So I am humbled about that. Delinquent Army Live. Okay. TikTok. Okay. So if I go hit the go live button, I'll be there. And I'm going to be with people. Oh, there's effects. I could enhance my face. Why would I want to do that? What does that mean?
What does enhance my face? What does that do? What is it? There's like filters that you can put. Oh, I don't trust people at all now. But wait, hold on. Yeah. If I go vintage, it'd be like black and white. Hence the gray area. What?
Liam Neeson.
I don't know who you are.
He's going to look like the gray Neeson. Damn.
Yes. Nailed it. What is vintage? What the fuck is vintage? All right, whatever.
Vintage is like Clint Eastwood. You're going to look like Clint Eastwood.
Oh. There we go. I don't know what these mean.
Get off my lawn.
Get off my lawn. That's not going to work. That's not going to work in the future. Eric says, the filters are similar to what Snapchat has. Oh, my God. I've reached the point. This is it. Because I'm from the generation where I'm born in, like, 1981, where I'm, like, not Generation X, but I'm not a millennial. I'm, like, Xennial, that little fucking area right there, where we used to play outside, drink out of the hose, get our fucking shit kicked by our parents, fucking go outside without parental supervision. And then, you know, we were outside, and then we were part of the technological generation. So we're the best of fucking both worlds, I think. Anyone born from like 1980 to like 1985, the best. The fucking best.
Yes.
Because I'm like the oldest millennial on the planet. One of them. Because it starts in like 1981, and I'm born in February 1981. I'm like, I refuse to be part of this group. And then you think millennials are bad, and then fucking Gen Z comes around, and they're fucking, you know, this Tide Pod is actually like a candy. No, it's not, you stupid fuck. You graduated to fucking licking toilet seats. Have you seen those? Oh, my God. I feel bad. I feel bad for the next fucking generation. And we're triggered, and we're going to color our hair, and we're going to put fucking hula hoops through our nostrils, and we're going to talk about, you know, this is mine, and this is mine, and I'm triggered, and I need a safe space, but I'm going to protest authority because, you know, my parents never kicked my ass as a kid. I didn't even start this thing yet. The thing on, the thing with the TikTok is that you're only allowed an hour. So here I go. I'm going to go. I'm going live. An hour
of seeing you naked. I think that should be good enough.
An hour of seeing me naked. Just an hour. There I am.
Just an hour. I think that's
good. Go live with another host reviewer. Here I am on the TikTok and on the beat. This is my first, what's the word? You guys know the fucking word because simulcast? Is that what it is?
Yeah, sure.
Oh my God, yes. Look at how Eric's like, I'm older than a millennial. What does that mean? You're Gen X, so you're fucking cool.
Mm-hmm. I don't know which ones are which. I was born in 1980, so what the hell am I?
You would be the last of Gen X. The last of Gen X.
So what are boomers before? Those are the 70s?
Eric says I'm older than a millennial, but he's not Gen X. I was born in 1984. Well, isn't millennial from like 1981 to like 1990? Someone look this up, okay? I can't do this shit. Time to go join my main live cast. Oh my God, tell your squads to follow my pods. I don't know where you're listening to me from, but you know, tell your squads to follow my pod. If you guys don't have TikTok out there, get a fucking TikTok. You know, when you want to go to the bathroom for like 5 minutes and you end up there for like an hour and a half, TikTok. That's why. That's the reason. I used to read the back of shampoo bottles, okay? That's what I was doing. I was reading the back of shampoo bottles. I read the back of fucking cereal boxes, you know? And now it's like, oh, you go in there with your tablet or your phone, and you're in the bathroom for like an hour and a half, and you don't even shit. This is life. This is life now. This is fantastic. Go ahead. Hey, TikTokers. Welcome to the Gray Area Podcast. If you have anything that you want me to talk about, go ahead and put it on the screen thing, okay? And I will answer your questions accordingly. Same goes for you, Podbean. My Podbeaners? Nah, that's not a good word. That's not a good word for Podbean people. Nope. I almost did something derogatory there. I almost went very Spanish racism. I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that at all. Speaking of Spanish racism, Kamala Harris went to Guatemala yesterday, and they whooped her ass.
Yes.
It was so fucking great. They're like, go home. We don't want you here. Big old fucking posters. And it's not like ghetto ass posters there that they like draw on cardboard like homeless people do. First of all, where do homeless people get Sharpies from? Okay. You got the Sharpie. Where'd you get the cardboard from? We know your tricks. Okay.
You think they'll try to eat those?
What, the Sharpies?
Yeah.
Mm. I don't know. They'll definitely smell them. They'll definitely smell the Sharpies for sure. Without a doubt. They'll definitely try to smell them.
It smells like oranges.
Mmm. It smells like I'll be in rehab in a week. Eric says Guatemala told camel toe. That must be some weird typo. To go home and they're not welcome there. Camel toe. Oh man. And I'm officially banned from TikTok lives for the rest of my life. Kamala's nickname. I know what you mean, dude. I was playing it off like I don't know what the hell you're talking about, but I get it. You call her camel toe. It's funny. So Kamala Harris goes to Guatemala. They're like, we don't want you here. You don't care about us. And there's like giant fucking professionally made posters of Trump won. Go home. And the Ooh, president of
see the,
what?
I'm sorry. I'm part Guatemalan, so that just brings a little more pride to the
Oh yeah, they know exactly what's going on up here. There you go, Guatemala.
They know the deal.
They know exactly. Hey, Mr. Frank Savage, how you doing? Tell your squad to follow my pod. Go ahead and tap the little screen and send likes to everybody and let them join in on the podcast if you want. So I'm talking to the TikTokers. TikTok, Podbean, TikTok. If you want to listen to my podcast live, which this is, if you want to get involved, go to podbean.com and you could get the app. It's fantastic. Trust me, you guys know what I'm talking about. If you guys are listening on to this distributed, like I just published this like tomorrow or something, go to podbean.com so you could listen and watch the TikTok. Okay, well, my simulcast. Okay, while I do it, I'm not on the YouTube yet. I think YouTube is part of the whole dynasty of fuck ups that are trying to, you know, control media through bullshit like fascist book, ScrewTube, Amazon, Google. Fuck Google. Okay, get DuckDuckGo. How about that? What are my pronouns? I love TikTok. You guys are so fucking young. They're like, what are your pronouns? My pronouns are usually asshole and dickbag. It depends. Lots of people call me Sarge, but I am a he, him, awesome sauce. I don't know. He, him.
What does that mean? Are you serious? Did somebody ask that for real?
Oh, yeah. People in TikTok, they're like, what are your pronouns? My pronouns are he and him. But lots of people call me asshole or fuckface or shut the fuck up or, you know, it's all over the place. It's all over the place. I thought you were on VOP. The talking toilet. I was on VOP. I am kind of still technically on Voice of the People, but they don't distribute anything. They don't do anything. They don't. There's nothing going on there. So until they get back up and running, I will say that I am part of them, but like not in public. You know what I mean? It's like wearing a MAGA hat in Washington, D.C. or something. You know what I mean? I don't know. Maybe they'll come back. Maybe they won't. But until they come back officially, I'm not going to say that I'm associated with anybody. I'm associated with the Gray Area Podcast, and I have two fucking sponsors. And I'm associated with Epic Strategies Network, which is actually a thing that actually does stuff. Isn't that right, Ralph? Isn't that right, Ralph?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much for that little plug. You can find the Gray Area every morning on the WESN network, epicstrategiesnetwork.com, and you can download the mobile app, WESN, the Epic Strategies Network, in Google, and soon to be on iOS. Okay.
Boom. We're growing. We're moving places. Fantastic. Eric Borchers joined me in fucking TikTok. Where is my table, asshole? I'm just kidding. He made this like wooden plaque thing. It's like an American flag and it's really nice. He works on wood. Apparently he's been doing it since he was a kid. Huh? Anyone? Giggity? No? Oh, whatever. He's a woodworker. He works with wood. It was a dick joke. Forget it. I'll see myself out. All right, everybody. Bye. So he did a flag. He made a flag. Hey, did you touch my drum set? I did. And he still got it. And I have a Delinquent Army hoodie for him. And we're going to trade. We're going to trade it up. So he lives up north and I live down here. So eventually our paths will meet where I'm going to get my freaking thing. Maybe turn it into a table. Maybe you should turn it into a table, Borchers. Maybe you should. Hit me up. Hit me up on Messenger and we'll see what we could do with that. We'll see what we could do with that. Maybe. It sounds like a good idea, but hit me up. So what have I been asked so far? Everyone's saying hi. He's got my table for 3 months. What are my pronouns? We're talking about Guatemala, letting everybody know that Kamala Harris is full of shit. And Big Chungus wants to know, how did Pinocchio find out he was made of wood? Oh, God. Okay, how did Pinocchio find out he was made out of wood? I don't know. He got a splinter in his wrist. But you can't get a splinter in your wrist because your wrist is made out of wood, too. Is that possible? I don't know. His right hand caught fire. Hey! I get it. Friction joke. Fantastic. So the whole joke was, how did Pinocchio find out he was made out of wood? His right hand caught fire. That's hilarious. Tron Cat, Podbean, how you doing, man? Welcome to the live studio. I'm simulcasting on TikTok and Podbean. Welcome to the Gray Area Podcast, the Delinquent Army. Tell your squad to follow my pod. And yeah, whenever Tron Cat comes into whenever he comes into a TikTok room, he says meow. What is my TikTok name? It's the same as this.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Right. Yeah. So DagrayAreA. The gray area. Not the English gray. It's the American gray. GRA, America, right? GRE, England. That's how you could, you know.
I don't know which way to spell gray because there's multiple ways. I just don't want to offend anybody.
What are the pronouns for your podcast? My pronouns for the podcast is gray, just fucking gray. His right hand caught fire. Ayo! Fantastic. I can swipe to change the filter on this thing. What the fuck does that do? Oh, wow, look at that. It's fucking with my eyes. Yeah, that needs to stop. I don't know what's going on here. Stop it. Peach, bright. Oh my God, movie. That's fine. I don't know what's going on. I got to change all these filters. I hate it. I just want to be, can I just get like the basic bitch filter and that'd be fine? I'd be fine with that. Did you hear about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's abuela? Did you hear about that, Ralph?
No. But for some reason, I look at her face and I get scared. Every time I see like a screenshot of her face. I don't know.
AOC's face?
I didn't hear about that, no.
Okay, so this is what happened.
AOC's face.
So AOC...
Did she get lips done? Anyway, sorry.
She got something. She's like, isn't she like early 30s? And she has that voice that, you know, you never wanted to hit a girl until you heard that. Like, I was down south. You know, like those girls that like fuck everybody in high school. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So she goes down and she has pictures of her abuela's living conditions in Puerto Rico 4 years after Hurricane Maria. And she's like, my abuela is living in horrible conditions because Trump stopped the relief effort after Hurricane Maria. And everyone's like everyone on Twitter blasted the shit out of her. They were like, aren't you a congressman? You're in Congress now, right? You're not a bartender in New York anymore. You're a congresswoman. You make money. You can't take care of your abuela. You're depending on the president and the United States government to take care of your grandma, and you're posting shit 4 years later after Hurricane Maria, and you're blaming Trump for it when you just bought a Tesla last month. Right?
Right. And right. Not only that, if you want to take a look at third world country, or not third world, other countries' living conditions, go look at Venezuela, you know, the socialist things that you guys like to push out there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what's going to happen.
Everybody wants to push socialism and Marxism and communism like it's a good idea, like they've lived through it. How about you talk to the people that actually lived through it? Yeah. So anyway, Matt Walsh from the Daily Wire called her out. And he was like, you're a congressman. you make $100,000. You just bought a Tesla. I'm pretty sure you could take care of your own grandmother if, you know, the need arised, whatever. And so they have a back and forth on Twitter. And all of a sudden, it's like Matt Walsh is like, you know what? I'm a conservative Republican. I know you're a progressive far left Democrat, but I'm going to start a GoFundMe for your grandma because you're incapable of taking care of your family, pretty much. Right. So he starts a GoFundMe, wow. And in fucking like less than 10 hours, they reach $100,000. $100,000. And all of a sudden, like the AOC administration or whatever, they take that shit down. And then AOC tweets, my grandma's fine, okay? But due to systematic racism or something, the rest of the population of Puerto Rico is struggling. Be like, wow, you are trash. What's up, man cave? What's up, man? Call in if you want to. I'm simulcasting on TikTok and Podbean. So yeah, Matt Walsh, a conservative, started a GoFundMe for AOC's grandma, raised $100,000, and AOC shut it down. That's hilarious. That is hilarious. Made her look completely fucking stupid. Okay. Another thing that's stupid.
But capitalism doesn't work.
Oh, it does work. It absolutely does work. Because
helped your GoFundMe.
yeah. $100,000 in 10 hours. You can start a GoFundMe for me. Epic Strategies Network. There you go. Let's start a GoFundMe for Epic Strategies Network and see where we can go from there. I like the name Epic Strategies Network because Epic Strategies Network could fall under, you know, anything that you simulcast, you know, any social media, right? Podcasting, books, right? Publishers. It's like a group, like a conglomerate of a whole bunch of different people coming together. Because I'm writing this book thing, and I don't have a publisher yet. So maybe we could figure it out through. Maybe you could find one.
Yeah, we can join your little group. Your graphic novel, right? Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Can you let everybody know what it is and where everybody can find it?
Well, it's not out yet. Okay, I'm still working on it. The story's done, the editing's done, but the art. When you're trying to I don't know. When you're trying to publish something that involves art, you have to pay the artist for every fucking page. It's not like, hey, you want to draw all this shit and, you know, put my story in it and you could draw all this stuff and then we'll split the proceeds after we get it published. No, artists want the money up front. And that's a good and a bad thing because depending on the artist, you're looking at like $200 to fucking $1,000 per page. Which is ridiculous for artwork, but it makes sense. But when you buy it, it's yours. So when I do publish it, it's mine. I don't owe the artist anything afterwards. You know what I'm saying? That's the key. That's the hard part. So I have to pay this man $200 per page. I'm like 8 pages in. I'm probably going to be like up to 25, 30 pages when all is said and done. And it takes about 2 weeks to a month per page because it's artwork, you know, so, and it's intricate. It's not like, you know, third grade stick figures, right? it's fucking artwork, but eventually it's called The Knocking and it will be out. And when it is out, it will be promoted on, you know, Epic Strategies Network. It'll be promoted on all my social medias and we'll see if it goes anywhere. Once they find out that I have a conservative base, they'll be like, "Oh no, oh no, we're gonna silence you." So, but I'm sure Epic Strategies Network will not be silencing people based on their political views, right? Because that'd be a horrible thing. You don't want to do that. So, what else happened over the weekend? D-Day, the 77th anniversary of D-Day. The Battle of Normandy, the invasion of Normandy, the French beach where thousands of people died, you know, June 6th, 1944, 77 years ago. It's a big thing in American history. It's a big thing in Allied history. And Joe Biden didn't say shit. Joe Biden didn't say a freaking word about D-Day, which is a problem to me. Okay? Because if it wasn't for D-Day, everyone would be speaking German or fucking Russian in Europe right now. And it'd be ridiculous. If America never entered World War II, all of Europe would be Russia. Mm-hmm. That would be a thing. Yeah, it would be a thing. Because I don't think the Germans could have... I don't think, personally, the Germans could have fought off the Russians. The Germans tried to invade Russia, which was a horrible fucking idea. Same mistake that Napoleon made a long time ago. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. But the fact that Joe Biden, who was probably 50 years old in 1944, he decided not to say anything about D-Day on the 77th anniversary. There are still people alive that were there on the beach that day. He wanted to talk about the Tulsa, Oklahoma massacre a couple days before, which is cool. I don't know why you can't talk about both things. The Tulsa, Oklahoma massacre was fucking horrible. That is, it was sad as shit. Tulsa, Oklahoma would have been huge today. It was like Black Wall Street, pretty much is what it was. That was a hate crime. You could talk about that, but you don't want to talk about D-Day? I don't understand why you could talk about one thing, but you can't talk about the other, because it doesn't fit the media narrative of, all right, if anything happens to people of color, we got to talk about that. But let's not pay attention to the thousands of Allied troops that died to defend Europe and, you know, liberate Europe from the Third Reich and Nazi Germany. Let's not talk about that. Just like a week ago when it was Memorial Day, Kamala Harris, Camel Toe Harris, she said, enjoy the long weekend. Enjoy the long weekend. Why do we have a long weekend, Kamala? Hmm? Bueller? Bueller, you stupid. I don't think I could name or call people names directly on TikTok. Maybe a group. I can't even name it. She's an idiot. Okay. Kamala Harris is an idiot. Enjoy the long weekend. You don't want to talk about Memorial Day? You don't want to talk about what it represents? You idiot. Eric says, according to Dementia Joe, D-Day, what D-Day? Yeah, he has no idea. Yeah. He was, like I said, he was like 40 years old in 1944. Old ass. Velcro shoes. Stupid moron. That guy. So everyone is starting to realize that everything that Trump said a year ago was right. Everything that, you know, a whole bunch of posts and the fact checkers that came out of the woodwork and everybody that was saying, oh, it's from China. It's a Chinese virus. You know, it originated in Wuhan. Take that off the internet. Why are we taking this off the internet? Because it is detrimental to our cause. They have pretty much realized that not only did it originate in Wuhan, but Fauci and his NIH and NIAID or whatever, they, whether consciously or subconsciously, funded gain-of-function research for this virus that was released accidentally, but no one wants to admit that it came from Wuhan, but they had a vaccine for it a year ago, which means what? So China vaccinated their own people, released a fucking biological virus. Why would you have they had the vaccine. Apparently they had this vaccine. People are coming out from Wuhan right now saying that COVID-19 was man-made. It was released. And before they released it, there was a vaccine for people of China. So it slows down the rest of the fucking world, but not us, but not China. That's terrifying. What video did Trump put out? I know that he did a speech. Ralph was like, what video? He said something about a video.
Yeah, he did like a rally. Well, that too, but he also put out like some video, saying about they're going to take back the White House in, I don't know if he meant 2022 or 24.
I know he's going to, I think they want to take back Congress in 2022. I don't know what's going on, but like, if you don't fit the Democratic agenda, like CNN, ABC, CBS, you're fucked. There are two senators, Democratic senators, that are refusing to sign this America Relief Bill, which pretty much is going to, would kill the filibuster. And now the Democrats are like turning tail on him, like, get him out. Some Manchin from like West Virginia, and there's some other girl. And the Democrats need these two Senate votes in order to overturn the filibuster. The weird thing about the filibuster is like, oh, the Democrats want to get rid of it now, but they used it 300 times last year. And you're saying that it's fucking systematically racist to have a filibuster? It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. I can't stand it. It's dumb as hell. I don't get it. Yeah, Joe Manchin and Kristen Sinema. Yeah, that's right, Eric. You are right. You are correct. And it's bad. So they're trying to get rid of the filibuster now because it's, you know, detrimental to their cause. And look at all the things that have popped up since, you know, Biden took office. They are trying to not just sort of sneak shit in. They're just like, we don't even fucking care. We're just going to fucking tidal wave all this shit and try to take over. And we're gonna say fuck it to the Constitution. We're going to kill jobs. We're going to kill the economy. We're going to talk about, you know, Green New Deals and stuff. Well, we're going to cancel a pipeline over here, but we're going to start a pipeline and say it's okay for Russia all the way to fucking Europe. And Canada's losing jobs. America's losing fucking jobs. We want to take minimum wage and put it up to $15 an hour nationwide. Like the cost of living in New York is the same as Alabama. It is not. It is not the same. No one understands. Oh, you know, $15 an hour is, you know, that's what, you know, you need for, you know, to live a life. Blah, blah, blah. No, you don't need $15 an hour. You don't need $15 an hour to live. Okay. Minimum wage shouldn't be a living wage. Minimum wage is you're 16 years old and you want to get a summer job because you're not going to summer school and, you know, you have nothing else to do. You still live with your fucking parents. That's what fucking minimum wage is. That fucking rabbit was pissing me off. Jesus Christ, it's so loud. Yeah, so everything is fucked. I remember that Trump said he wanted to be like, we should get $10 trillion in reparations from China for this shit. And we should. If it turns out, and they're, I mean, everyone's backtracking right now, like CBS, CNN, ABC, MSNBC, they're like, you know, Trump said so much off the wall stuff that when he actually did say something true, it was like the boy who cried wolf. No, everything that he's saying is coming to fruition. Fauci is a fucking idiot. Trump wanted to investigate Fauci. He wanted to investigate the NIH. The NIH funded a group that donated to the Wuhan lab for gain of function. Oh, we're not going to. And then they asked Fauci to, like, how do you know that they're not doing that? Oh, they told us. Oh, so you believe everything that they tell you? Yeah, we're, you know, you want to take benefit. You want to give them the benefit of the doubt. Oh, you want to give China the benefit of the doubt when it comes to a virus that killed millions of people. If it comes out that this is man-made, which it is, if it comes out that this was released on purpose, which it probably was, we're looking at a big fucking problem for fucking China. Everyone is pissed off, but nobody wants to talk about it. Let's talk about what fucking kind of ice cream Joe Biden likes. Joe Biden has lost his fucking shit. He has no idea what the fuck he's talking about. He wants to talk about things that meet a fucking agenda that make him look like he's progressive as shit. He was supposed to be moderate. Remember? He was supposed to be moderate. But now that he's got pretty much Congress with the tiebreaker in the Senate, he could do whatever the fuck he wants. He doesn't have to be moderate. He could be as progressive as he wants to be. So get rid of the filibuster. Done. Freaking pipelines don't matter. Executive order this, executive order that. Now they want to be like, oh, there's a crisis at the border. Is there? There is. But now you want to admit it? You're sending Kamala Harris and telling them, don't come down. Don't come up. We'll turn you back. How many people have you let in so far? After you cut funding to ICE, you cut funding to Border Patrol. They don't have the people to watch the border. You stopped building the border wall. So hundreds of thousands of people are already here. And where are these people going? These people are going to states that are red states in sanctuaries, like, and they're going to red states where they want Democrats to take over the vote, like Texas, Kentucky, Tennessee. And the voice of the people that have finally educated themselves, those people,
like the people behind Blexit, people of color that are leaving the Democratic Party and they're either becoming independent libertarian or more conservative Republican, they're being replaced by illegal immigrants that are getting, you know, the right to vote. And why are they getting the right to vote? Because you don't need proof of, you don't need proof of citizenship to vote. So you got all these states trying to be like, okay, we're going to do proof of citizenship to vote. Oh, that's racist. That's racist. You can't do that. You can't do that. You know, voter ID, that's racist. But God forbid you don't have a fucking vaccine. You can't go fucking anywhere. This is a problem. Eric says, former U.S. Senator Martha McSally of Arizona and incumbent U.S. Senator Martha Blackburn of Tennessee had a great proposal last year of China forgiving all U.S. debts over this pandemic. That's the kind of reparations he'd support. I'd support that too. But honestly, who the fuck do we own money to? We're giving foreign aid to all these countries all over the place. Like, all over the place. Foreign aid to Pakistan, foreign aid to Iran, foreign aid to India, foreign aid to fucking China. We're giving foreign aid to everywhere. But we're in debt? We owe money to the places we're giving foreign aid to? I say fuck foreign aid. No, not that. I'm saying let's forget about this debt. Who do we owe money to? What are they going to do? Kick our ass? They're going to be like, oh, you owe us blah, blah, blah. We should just be like, nah, no, we're good. No, mm-mm. No, what are they going to do? Kick our ass? No, you can't kick our ass. Okay. Right. Fucking. I don't get it. It makes zero sense. All right. I don't know.
Do you think that the United States had their hand in this COVID leak?
It's possible. And if it's true, it's because of the Fauci. National Institute of Health or whatever he's part of.
Special interests.
Yeah, because they funded a group. They gave aid to a group and funding to a group that directly donated to gain-of-function research for Wuhan. So Fauci's NIH donated money to a group for whatever. But that group gave money to Wuhan. And Fauci's claiming that he never knew about it. Eric says, Fauci has conflicts of interest. Yeah, he's being very careful what he says. You notice how like he's not in the news as much anymore? Because there's a problem. There's a huge problem with what's going on with his emails. And he's getting emails saying, you know, thanks for saying that it's not a lab leak. Thanks for saying it's, you know, biological advancement from animal to human. And that was a year ago. Why are these emails coming out now? One, and why are we finding out that the United States may have subconsciously, the American taxpayer may have subconsciously started funding the Wuhan lab for a virus that was leaked that killed millions of fucking people? China needs to be held accountable for this right away. Right away. And now you have this fucking, the globe is pissed. So, like, whether you believe in like a new world order or a secret society, that shit is happening now. People are getting muzzled. People are getting forced to take vaccinations. Even places of employment are like, oh, we're not going to allow you to, you know, come in here unless you're vaccinated. If you're vaccinated, you don't have to socially distance. You don't have to wear a mask anymore. But if you're not vaccinated, tell your manager so we could take the proper precautions. First of all, I don't got to tell my fucking manager shit. All right. As far as I'm concerned, you want to play the left game? I'll play the left game. I identify as vaccinated. I identify as vaccinated and I'm going to be fucking fine. All right. And when he's like, if they ask me, be like, are you vaccinated? I'd be like, yes. And they'll be like, oh, can we get a copy of your vaccination card? I'll be like, nah, get fucked. Be like, no, you cannot get a copy of my vaccination card. It's very personal information. You can request it from the CDC. And once the CDC doesn't give it to you, I'm just going to be like, what? That's weird. Let me look into it. Oh, yeah, the CDC has it. Go ask them again. What's up, dude, Sean? What's going on, man? Welcome to the Gray Area Podcast. Follow me. Tell your squad to follow my pod.
It's everything is upside down and backwards. And you're going to see a lot of people be like, I don't want to talk about the negative. I don't want to talk about how bad life is. I don't want to talk about, you know, the government or anything like that. Let's just talk about unicorns and rainbows and everything's going to be fine. And, you know, COVID's going away and we can go hang out with. No, we can't do shit. Because the government wants us to look over here while all this shit is happening over here. Like Hong Kong doesn't exist anymore. Taiwan doesn't fucking exist anymore. Ukraine is on the verge of war with fucking Russia. Russia's looking at us like, go mind your own fucking business. And we're just sitting there like, we're going to do whatever the fuck we want. But we're not going to do shit. Trump would be like, okay, I see you. Stop doing that. I see you. Stop doing that. You want to get back in with Iran? Everybody wants to get the Biden administration wants to be best friends with Iran. Dude, Sean, you can call back in if you want to. I invited you, but I don't know if you rejected it or what. So, we want to get back in with Iran. Why do you want to get back in with Iran? Iran is directly correlated to Hamas. Hamas is throwing rockets at Israel. That's a problem. Why would you want to fund a country that supports terrorism for Hezbollah and Hamas and is going after our greatest ally in the Middle East? I don't understand that. I don't get it. Why would you go to Iran and give them, you know, billions of dollars and give them nuclear capabilities when they say death to America all the time and they burn our flags? Why would you do that? Do you know what happens if Iran gets nuclear capability? You know what's going to hold Israel back? Absolutely fucking nothing. Biden saying, oh, you need to calm down. You need to do a ceasefire. If I was Israel, I'd be like, hey, Biden, fuck you. You idiot. We're the ones getting fucking, you know, bombed by thousands of fucking rockets. If they didn't have the Iron Dome, if Israel didn't have the Iron Dome, what kind of retaliatory measures do you think they would have dropped on the Western Bank or Hamas or the Gaza Strip? They would have turned the fucking place into a parking lot. It would look like a litter box. That's what they would do. Okay. The Iron Dome stopped 90% of these fucking rockets from Hamas. And Hamas is attacking Israel, but Israel's the oppressor? Society's fucked. Our culture is jacked the fuck up. White people are evil and racist. Why? What? So you have DoorDash, you have Grubhub, you have Uber Eats, and they're like, oh, if you order from a black business, we won't charge you delivery fees. First of all, that's fucking illegal. It goes against the fucking civil rights movement of like 1969 or something. The civil rights laws of 1969. You cannot give or take from a business based on ownership or race. You can't do that. Be like, oh, but they're white. If you're white, it's okay. If you could hate on them if they're white, but you know, we could give them a little bit of a credit if they're black. Nope, still racist. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. The melatonin content. Didn't we used to be like, oh, you're whites, I'm black, we bleed fucking blood, and our blood is, we're still Americans. What the fuck happened to that? Martin Luther King would look at this shit. Malcolm X would look at this shit and just fucking slap the shit out of somebody. Frederick Douglass, pissed off. Rosa Parks, fucking pissed off. You got all these people saying, you know, it's about time that America pays reparations. Reparations for fucking what? Is anybody alive that was fucking had slaves? Anyone? Bueller? No fucking, your descendants, it's your ancestors that did it. You ever hear the fucking, see you, dude. You ever see something called don't judge the son for the sins of the father? Has anyone even heard that? Or does that not exist anymore? T4Gas says, you like Trump. Simple question. Yeah, I do. I'm a Trump guy. But he's not even, Trump's not even in government anymore. I'm just upset with what's going on with government now. And I am a conservative Republican. I'm not a Trump guy. I'm just trying to preserve what liberties and freedoms we have left before they're all taken away. everyone's like, oh, we should be able to, you know, white people are oppressors and we should get rid of the First Amendment. And the Second Amendment is detrimental because lots of mass shootings. You think mass shooters are fucking, you know, showing up with, you know, automatic fucking weapons? No. What the fuck is taking away the Second Amendment going to do for people that are actually paying attention to the fucking law? So people that are actually paying attention to the law, they're gonna all give their guns back. You think the fucking criminals are going to be like, oh, well, we might as well get in line to, you know, sell back these sawed-off shotguns and AR-15s.
You know what AR-15 stands for? AR-15 stands for automatic rifle. No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. You don't need military-grade weapons in the street. We don't have military-grade weapons in the street. You fucking idiots. That amendment was written in like 1775 in the 1700s when there was muskets and
yeah. And as our government has progressed, so has our fucking privatized weapons. You're not going to go against the tyrannical government with fucking muskets and blackball powder. You're not going to be able to do that. Okay, so as they upgrade, we upgrade. Do we have tanks? No. Are we saying we're going to revolt against the United States? No. But the only thing that's holding back this global domination of inconsiderate bullshit is the fact that America has free speech, one, and they also have the right to bear arms. So taking us on is very, very, very hard to do. It's hard. You're not going to be able to take the power back. Because we're not going to let you. And we don't want to let you. And it's terrifying. The conservative voice is being completely, completely eclipsed all over the place. You're seeing people that don't have a voice anymore, that are losing followers by the hundreds of thousands, like Matt Walsh, Daily Wire, Ben Shapiro. Look what happened when Rush Limbaugh died. You saw thousands of people just celebrating like it was a fucking, like Hitler just died. Oh, he's down there with Hitler now. Anybody that thinks someone that is exercising their right of free speech is Hitler, you're sadly confused and very freaking mistaken. Russia, Iran, and China would love nothing more than for us to just crawl in a hole and fucking die. But we won't. We won't. There's going to be a fucking reckoning in 2022. 2016 was just a precursor. It was like a tremor of a up and coming earthquake that's going to happen within the next fucking 10 years. Freedom of religion is not freedom from religion, says Eric. And that's true. You're going to see some sort of globalized revolution in Western culture. France is pissed. Canada's pissed. Americans are pissed. And the only thing that you see on the fucking news is, oh, you know, Biden's doing a great job. He's bringing jobs back. We're getting back to normal. We're going to build back better. How are you going to build back better when you raise the corporate tax to the point that all fucking corporate businesses move out of our fucking country, which means American jobs are lost. And the ones that do stay, they have to pay minimum wage of $15 an hour. You have to look, stop playing checkers, motherfucker. Start playing chess. Because there's going to be, these mom and pop shops are not going to be able to pay $15 an hour. But Amazon will, Target will, Walmart will, the big corporations will, and they don't mind the bigger taxes, so they'll pay the bigger taxes as long as they don't have any freaking competition in the future. Be like, we'll pay bigger taxes, we can afford it. We won't have any problems in the future. We don't have to worry about competition. We can pay the taxes. And all those other corporations, they're going to move out of the fucking country and they're going to, you know, outsource to India or Pakistan or China or something like that. And the mom and pop shops, they won't exist anymore because they can't. They can't afford to take care of $15 an hour minimum wage. They can't do it. But Target can, Walmart can, Amazon can, Google can, which is going to leave us with what? We're not going to have choice anymore. It's going to end up being, you're going to get what we give you. The monopolies will be there, but you're not going to be able to build your own. You're not going to be able to build your own business. Your pursuit of happiness is going to be fucking cut in half because you have to hit government rules and regulations, and capitalism is going to not exist because you have to meet certain guidelines of corporate taxes and minimum wage. And you're not going to be able to afford that because you're not a fucking billionaire or a millionaire. You want to open up a fucking food truck or a fucking hot dog stand? You're not going to be able to do it because think about it. Who if you open up a fucking hot dog stand in fucking rural Alabama, you got to pay your employees $15 an hour. Get the fuck out of here. Eric says, look at how certain groups want the Pledge of Allegiance from schools taken from schools because they call one nation under God phrase so offensive. Reagan famously stated, if we forget we're one nation under God, we become a nation gone under, which is a true statement. No one's saying what God. We just have to admit that there's a bigger power out there. And the bigger power is not the government. There's a lot of you fucking beta cuck dumb fucks out there that just want to be like, you know what? I just want to sit on my couch. You tell me what to do. You tell me how to do it. You tell me when to do it. You people are followers. You people shouldn't have children. You people are fuck ups. And then you have people that, you know, want to live their own life, pursue their own happiness. They have their own lives and liberties. They don't want government telling them how to live their lives. They don't want government telling them to get a vaccine or proving that they have a vaccine or forcing them to have health insurance. And if you don't have health insurance, you're going to be taxed. Health insurance is a personal choice. Okay? You want to give everybody fucking free vaccines? Okay? You want to give everybody free vaccines, but you don't want to give them free EpiPens or free insulin or free chemo treatment or anything like that? You don't want to give people free fucking therapy for psychological shit that's going on with them, which is more detrimental than the COVID virus? The only reason that, oh, by the way, they also found out that hydroxychloroquine is a good thing. Oh, God fucking forbid. You know, Trump said that hydroxychloroquine, what a guy, he's so stupid. Now, it turns out that fucking hydroxychloroquine is probably better treatment than this fucking vaccine. Nothing is better than if you recovered by yourself, like you had COVID and you recovered. Nothing is better than that, but they don't want to talk about that. You must have the vaccine. What about hydroxychloroquine? Oh no, we don't want to talk about hydroxychloroquine because it takes 37 cents a tablet. It's 37 cents a tablet, and that would be detrimental to big pharma. You know what's expensive? Vaccines. We're not going to give you free EpiPens or free insulin. It doesn't matter. We're not going to give you free chemo. There's no money in it for us. Hydroxychloroquine is 37 cents to make per tablet. Okay? 37 cents, but vaccines, that's where the big money is. That's the government money right there. Taxpayer money. You guys think you think these vaccines are free? No, you're going to get your fucking asses taxed up badly. Eric says, big business were once small businesses themselves. They have this selective memory and think they were small businesses to start out. Yeah, Amazon, Google, Walmart, Coca-Cola, everyone... You had to start somewhere. You didn't start off being a fucking billionaire. Okay? It doesn't work that way. That's how capitalism works. But now you're seeing all these big corporations trying to shut everything down and be like, okay, do the corporate tax. We'll pay for it. And all those other businesses that are trying to monopolize, trying to fucking build on capitalism, they're not going to be able to do it based on this corporate tax plan. So all these businesses are fucking gone. And all these jobs are going to fucking disappear. And we can't be self-sufficient on oil, gas, and chemicals anymore because Biden wants to get rid of that shit and be more green. So you want to kill fucking hundreds of thousands of fucking migratory birds, or you want to put fucking windmills or wave mills in fucking oceans. What is that going to do to fucking migration patterns of, I don't know, whales and shit, or migratory patterns of birds for all these wind farms that you want to do, or the fucking solar panels that you want to build? First of all, what are solar panels made out of? Dumb fuck plastic? What do you think plastic comes from? Plastic trees, you dumb bitch? No, it doesn't work that way. Idiots. Fucking plastic is petroleum-based. Petroleum is the fossil fuel. We were self-sufficient. We were actually exporting it. We were exporting gas overseas. But now we can't do that. Everything that America stands for is gone. It's getting fucking eclipsed. Oil, gas, chemicals, freedoms, right to free speech. We still got our Second Amendment. Good luck getting that shit. Freedom of religion. You're seeing fucking Jews getting attacked in the street because of shit that's going on in the Middle East. And who's and the cops ain't doing shit. You can't do anything. You can't do anything because the cops are being defunded all over the place. You know what's fucked up? This is where people get confused with life and fucking racism. Okay. If you meet a veteran and you find out that a veteran was shot, you're like, oh my God, you're so brave. Thank you for our freedoms. Thank you for defending America. I could never have done what you're doing. We have the American rights, liberties, and happiness because of what you did. Right? You're almost like humbled when you find out that a veteran has been injured or whatever. Now, if you see a kid, if you see a kid and that kid was shot, you're like, oh, what neighborhood do you live in? Where were your parents? What kind of crowd are you hanging out with? You don't feel humbled. You don't feel bad for the kid. You feel humbled and grateful for the soldier, but you don't feel humbled and grateful for the kid that got shot. You don't even have empathy or anything for the kid. You're like, oh, where, you must be in a bad neighborhood. Oh, it's a good thing you made it out. And you know what's the fucked up part? You guys are giving that kid a color. I didn't even say anything. You guys are giving the kid a color. Okay. So instead of saying that, you know, all cops are bad and white people are oppressors, you have to realize that the kids that are getting shot in fucking Chicago, they have the same PTSD as the fucking soldiers that are coming back from war. What we need to change is not the fucking way we perceive race. We have to change the socioeconomic standing of why these kids are getting shot in these places. If you look at Atlanta, if you look at DC, if you look at fucking Chicago, LA, Minneapolis, Portland, it's these socioeconomic policies that keep these kids in these places, because anybody that could get out of fucking Baltimore, anybody that could get out of these places, they get out as soon as they fucking can. The people that stay can't. They're stuck. They can't afford it. Their kids are getting fucking shot at. And the policies are Democratic. End of fucking story. There's no argument. Okay. These kids are not getting shot in Chicago or these cities because of, you know, white systematic racism. It's because of the socioeconomic policies of these Democratic leaders that have been going on for decades that are getting our kids fucking shot in the fucking street. And these leaders in these cities, the majority of which are people of color, by the way. Atlanta, DC, fucking Chicago, black, black, black. They don't give a shit about their own people in their own city getting shot that also happen to be people of color. They don't want to talk about white systematic racism and all cops are bad and we're going to defund the police. You know what you need to do? You need to change the policies of these. You need to vote them out. Like hashtag VOTDEMOUT. Start that fucking hashtag and see how that goes. Vote dem, D-E-M, out. And see how it changes. You know what a Republican would do or a conservative would do? They'd put more fucking boots on the ground. There'd be more fucking cops. And they would go to these socioeconomic turmoil fucked up areas where all these fucking kids are getting shot. And they won't give a fucking shit if it's rural, urban. They just want everyone to be fucking safe. Because when black leadership should be responsible for the people of color that are being shot under that leadership. And that's been happening for fucking years. But nobody wants to talk about that. Nobody wants to talk about that. Oh, we're going to defund the police. Oh, that's a great idea. You think that's going to solve crime issues? You think it'd be like, oh, all cops are bad. You know, we could be better people now because there's no cops on the street. No. A criminal mindset's not going to fucking change. Not even a little bit. Criminals are going to be criminals. So you think taking cops off the street is a better idea? You're an idiot. It's not a good idea. Not at all. Yep. So we need to change leadership, and we need to see what we can do about that. All right. That's all I'm saying. That's it. That's all I got to say. I'm done. End rant. Ralph, you have anything to say? Bueller? Anyone? Anyone out there? Anyone got to say anything? TikTok, what do you got? You got anything to say? Any questions for me? Because I know that's going to fucking cut off soon. But yeah. So I'm welcome to TikTok fam. How you doing? Tell your squad to follow my pod, the Gray Area Podcast. And yeah, I'm everywhere. I stream everywhere. So if you see the podcast, share the podcast, tell your squad to follow my pod. Whether you're on Podbean, TikTok, get the Podbean app so you can actually listen live if anybody calls in. And I will see you guys next time. Bye.